I have found that even though I manage at times to trust in the finished work of Christ, I often find myself still trying to take credit for my own righteousness. I fall right back into the trap of trying to control the future and make things be the way I want them to be. In a way, I'm saying I am the master of my destiny. I also doubt the sovereignty of God and say to myself that since I have done the right thing, I deserve to be blessed, instead of accepting that God is blessing me in spite of me, but maybe not the way I want to be blessed. I have to admit that I have experienced a freedom that comes with letting God be God and let the universe be centered on Him and not me. So I call this song, "It's Not About Me." I woke up this morning, had a smile on my face. I charged out singing "Amazing Grace." I felt so free, the way God intended it to be. And as the day went along, things started going wrong. Got to where I couldn't even see. I lost track of the fact it's not about me. When I sit and ponder His power and majesty, I feel all is well, resting in His sovereignty. I feel free, what God intended it to be. And suddenly I insist on shaking my defiant fist and crying out, "I'm the master of my destiny." I lost track of the fact it's not about me. As I look deep inside and peel back this righteous disguise, I see my born-again spirit, but my body in severe demise. In spite of my mortality, Jesus set me free. But now that I confessed, I expect my life to be blessed, as if God exists just for my prosperity. I lost track of the fact it's not about me. Jesus said to those who lose their life for my sake, they'll find true life when they lose the fake. They'll be free, but God intended it to be. But even though Jesus died for me and He reversed the curse, that doesn't mean I'm the center of His universe. But I can be free when I know it's not about me.